USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Saudi Arabia is accused of recruiting two former Twitter employees to get personal account information on its critics. Prosecutors say they were spying on nearly 6,000 Twitter accounts and were paid by Saudi Arabia in cash and also a luxury watch. During the 2016 presidential campaign, President Trump made a promise to install strict instructionist judges to the bench. The president said his commitment to appointing conservative judges is necessary to combat judicial activism.
In recent decades, our system has been under relentless attack by the left-wing activists who want to take the powers of the elected branches and give that power to unelected federal judges.
On Wall Street, the Dow is off by a fraction, the S&P up 2, and the Nasdaq down 24 points. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump's son tweeted the name of the supposed whistleblower whose complaint set off the impeachment inquiry. During a radio interview, Donald Trump Jr. defended the social media post.
Oh, my God! He doxed him! I'm like, what are you, it's like literally in the article. It was on Drudge 4 days ago. Like, what are you talking about?
A massive chicken recall involves more than 2 million pounds because the poultry may be contaminated with pieces of metal. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said that Simmons Prepared Foods is recalling several of its ready-to-cook chicken products in several states that were sent to restaurants, schools, hospitals, and distributors, but not to any stores. A federal judge struck down a new Trump administration rule that could open the way for more health care workers to refuse to participate in abortions or other procedures on moral or religious grounds. Judge Engelmeyer said that the Health and Human Services Department overstepped its authority. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The results of a different kind of poll may be good news for President Trump. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
It's not a poll of how you're voting, but rather what you expect the results of the race for the White House to be. 56% of respondents in that new poll from Politico Morning Consult say they expect President Trump to be reelected, and they've also found high levels of enthusiasm for the election among both Republicans and Democrats, with 92% of all respondents saying they are likely to vote in next year's national elections. Nearly 2,000 registered voters took part in that national survey. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Senate has voted unanimously to send a bill to President Trump that would make certain types of animal cruelty a federal felony. Senators passed the Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture Act, a bipartisan proposal that makes it a federal crime to crush, burn, drown, suffocate, impale, or sexually exploit animals. The bill is an expansion of a 2010 law that made it a crime to create and sell videos of animals fighting. The House passed the bill on October 22nd. The new law does not interfere with state and local animal cruelty laws. The president is expected to sign the bill into law. You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.